East Timor's international court action against Australia over the rights to lucrative oil and gas fields begins in The Hague later today. Now, the case has been overshadowed by ASIO raids on the Canberra lawyer representing East Timor and also on a star witness. East Timor's Prime Minister says those raids are unacceptable. He's demanding an explanation from the Prime Minister. A fiery crash between three semi-trailers in Victoria's West has killed two people. Police say a B-double truck collided head-on with a semi-trailer on the Western Highway near Stawell at around midnight. A third semi-trailer then collided with one of the trucks and all three went up in flames. Four people have been seriously injured in a machete attack in the Queensland town of Rockhampton. Two men aged 29 and 33 are due to face court on numerous charges later today. And celebrity cook Nigella Lawson has admitted taking cocaine but denies that she has a drug problem. She's told a London court that her ex-husband Charles Saatchi threatened to destroy her reputation with false allegations of drug addiction. Details of their troubled relationship have been revealed during the fraud trial of two of their former employees. The European Commission has imposed record fines on six big banks for forming illegal cartels to rig interest rates. The fines total around $2.3 billion. Those penalised include Deutsche Bank, Royal Bank of Scotland, Citigroup and also JP Morgan.